This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihi al-kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul idullah abidu'ur rahman, ayyamma tad'u falahu al-asma'ul husna. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim, rabbi shrah li sadri, wa yassir li amri, wahlul uqdatan min lisani, yafqahu qawli. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, which means may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Almighty God Allah be upon all of you. Welcome to another episode of Know Your Lord. In the last session, we discussed about the meaning of Tawheed, that is attributing oneness to Allah Almighty and describing Him as being one and unique in His essence, in His essence, in His existence, in His names and attributes, in His lordship and in His divinity. We've also talked about the importance of Tawheed, that it is the first pillar of Islam, that it is the first call of all the prophets and the messengers, and it is the main source of salvation, inshallah. In this episode, we shall discuss about the second category of Tawheed, that is Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat means attributing oneness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best and beautiful names and attributes. Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat is of great importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about His names and attributes, His actions, His essence in detail in the glorious Quran. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, he urged in the ahadith the great mentioning of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes, His actions are mentioned in the Quran more than the marriage, drink, food in Jannah, in paradise. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on him, he said that the mentioning of the names and the essence and the attributes and the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned more than the Day of Judgment. Also, when we see in one of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked a question to Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, that which is the best surah of the Quran, the greatest ayah of the Quran, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, which is the best ayah of the Quran? And he answered Ayat al-Kursi, which is mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 255. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, and apart from Him, there is no other God. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyu al-qayyum. La ta'khuduhu sinatu wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Man dha alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnih. Ya'lamu ma bayna aydihim wa ma khalfahum. Wa la yuhituna bi shay'in min ilmihi. إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمِ. This ayah is considered to be the greatest ayah of the Quran. What is the reason? Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarded this ayah of Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayat number 255, regarded this ayah as the greatest? because it contains the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It contains the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he regarded this as the best ayah of the glorious Quran. Moreover, when we read Surah Fatiha, the first surah of the glorious Quran, it is again full of names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. All these, more than half of the surah, talks about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a huge importance of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said Surah Ikhlas, that is the 112th surah of the Quran, to be the 1/3 of the Quran. Surah Ikhlas is equivalent to the 1/3 of the glorious Quran. Again, what is the reasons of it being so significant? Because it contains the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was asked to one of the companions of Muhammad, peace be upon him, that why do you recite Surah Ikhlas so frequently? He said, I love this surah because this surah contains the sifat of Ar-Rahman. So out of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves him. With this also, we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the importance of his names and attributes in the Quran, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encouraged us a lot to know him, to reflect upon his names and attributes, so that we may have the clear understanding of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Apart from this, there are so many points that can be discussed on the importance, on the significance of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and why should we learn all of them. The first and foremost, as we have discussed, is knowing the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mentioned in Surah Muhammad, Surah number 47, Ayah number 19, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. And know Allah and understand there is no God except He. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commanded us to know His names and attributes. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be recognized, can be remembered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be recognized, can be remembered, and can be known very well. And the sound way to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the reflection, upon the reaction of ours on the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, we need to know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this will empower our faith. This will strengthen our iman. Because the more you know Him, by Allah, if we know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our iman, our faith will be strengthened. We will feel the power within when we know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the lack of understanding of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which leads us to the weakness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given His names and attributes in the glorious Quran in various ways so that we may know, we may understand, and we may recognize Him. Another important reason of studying the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we need to worship Him. We need to worship Him, and in order to worship Him in a proper way, in a way that He desired, in a way that is prescribed by Allah Almighty Himself and taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to know His names and attributes. Another way of studying the importance of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know His names and attributes, it is helpful for us. It nourishes our soul. It gives comfort in our heart. It gives peace to our soul. It gives satisfaction and contentment to our heart and mind. And we become more strengthened. Another reason of why we need to know and study about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that this is again called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Araf, Surah number 7, ayat number 180, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah says, to Allah belong the most beautiful names and attributes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these attributes and names. And honestly, my brothers and sisters, how many of us know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, this is the tragedy of Muslim Ummah. This is the greatest crisis on the Muslim Ummah, that they don't know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be strong? How can we connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the strongest way? How can we know Him in a closer way? How can we love Him in a way that we need to love Him? Unless and until we know His names and attributes. How many of us in our homes teach our children the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us make our parents understand who Allah is? As they give importance to the academic studies, much more importance must be given. Must be given, my brothers and sisters, in order to study the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us struggle to know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let us continue in showing the importance of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a short break.
Who created?